my Perikimel Mishnah Beis, if somebody wants to discard some parts of fruit or vegetables, not to throw them out in the garbage, but to put them somewhere where other people might use them, then you have to worry that they might use them without giving Maaser from them first. So the Mishnah begins, HaRotze Lachazom Ala Yorak Lahakal Mimasa'o. Somebody's transporting vegetables, and they have leaves on them that are going to make the burden much heavier, and he wishes to trim off the leaves from the vegetables to lighten his burden. Lo yashlich ad sheyaser. He shouldn't throw the leaves somewhere where somebody might find them and then perhaps try to eat them without taking maaser from them first, and that way making sure that the other person isn't going to eat tevel. Halokeach yorak min ashuk. If somebody picks up vegetables in the shuk, v'nimlach lahachazir, and decides to return them. This case is a situation where there's a certain price per pack of vegetables that he's going to pick up. When he lifts them, he's making a kinyan on them, a kinyan hagbah. That means that he has now taken possession of them after they have decided on a price he's going to pay. If he changes his mind to give them back to the store owner, lo yachazir ad sheyaser, he can't return them until he takes the miser off. Then he has to pay the storekeeper so the storekeeper doesn't lose any money on the miser that he had to remove from it. She'eno mechuser elo minyan, because they had made an agreement and all that was missing was the count of how many packages he was going to take. So as a result, he's got to be very careful before he makes a kinyan. Otherwise, he's going to be responsible for the miser. On the other hand, haya omed velokeach, if he was planning on buying them and he was ready to buy them, v'ra'a to'an achar yofer mimenu, and he saw a different pile of vegetables that he preferred, but he had never picked it up yet, mutar lahachzir, then he can return them without having to take maaser off, mipnei shalo moshach, because he never made the kinyan hagbah that would make it his before he returns it to the store owner. Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Hamotzei Peres Baderech Unetalon La'achlan. If somebody finds a stack of fruit by the side of the road and he decides that he wants to eat them, this is not fresh fruit still coming where he's going to pick it off of the tree or the vine. This is actual fruit that's just sitting there and he decides to grab some to eat. V'nimlach lahatznia, and then he changes his mind after he picked it up and he wants to instead return it and put it in a safer place so it won't get ruined by passersby on the road. Lo yatznia ad sheyaser. Like the previous Mishnah, because he picked it up and made a kinyan hagbah, now he has to be the one to take maaser from it so that the next person to eat isn't going to be eating tevel, unmaasered fruit. If imitchila natalon bishvil shalo yovdu, but if he never picked it up for the sake of eating it, rather he picked it up just to move them over, he didn't want them for himself, pater, he's pater from giving maaser, because he never made a kinyan to have the intent for him to keep them for himself to eat them. Kol davar she'ein adam rashai l'machro demai. Anything that a person is not allowed to sell as demai, meaning, for example, the small quantities of stuff where he's got to take off the miser before he sells it to someone else, lo yishlach lachavero demai, he also should not send as a gift to someone else. Just like you can't sell it demai without taking off the miser, so too you can't give it to someone without taking off the miser. But Rabbi Yossi matir bavadai. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says that even if you have tevel vadai that no maaser has been taken off of, you can give that to somebody else, ubilvad sheyodienu, but you need to inform him when you give him this fruit that it is in fact completely unmaasered and that he has to take the maaser off. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yossi. We don't paskin that way. And instead we say, before you give it to someone else, take the maasers off.